They told me they weren't going to pay their rent anymore.
Did an intrusive landlord.
Your Honor, the guy came into our apartment while we were in bed.
Spy on their private lives.
I woke up and found him standing in our kitchen.
The pictures may prove it.
I have never heard of anybody taking pictures while there's still another tenant there taking showers and brushing their teeth. If you go into somebody's house and take pictures while somebody is there, that's creepy.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dominic Damari is suing his former tenants, 22-year-old Amber Sklars and boyfriend Jamie Goodall, for rent, eviction fees, and damage to their apartment.
It's case number 2 on the calendar in the matter of Damari versus Sklars. Goodall.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Damari, you are a landlord. What kind of premises do you have,
sir? I have a 5-family house, Dudley, Massachusetts. I live in the attic apartment.
How long have you owned it?
15 years.
The defendants were your tenants. Where did they live?
They lived in the apartment directly below me. Actually, it used to be part of my house, and I had to transfer it into a studio unit.
So they had a studio apartment?
That's correct.
When did you move in?
December 21st.
2011?
2011, yes.
What was your rent?
$775 a month.
When did you move out?
April 1st.
Did you have a written lease?
There was a rental agreement that was signed. I don't have a copy of it anymore.
Do you have, Mr. Damari?
A rental agreement. I do have that.
I'd like to see it, please.
Absolutely. And there was another thing that they had signed. It's called the condition of the apartment.
No, just listen.
Just the lease?
Mr. Damari, pay attention.
Just the lease?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so they are at-will tenants.
Yes.
That's Judge, it. My signature is not on that one.
You don't want to be anything but an at-will tenant.
Yes, I know. I know, but okay. That lease agreement, I believe.
I'm just letting you know. Okay. You don't want to be anything other than an at-will tenant. Great. So you moved in December 21st. Did you pay your rent for January?
Yes.
2012?
Yes.
How much did you pay in January?
In January, when we moved in, we paid him a full $1,700. First and last, and a little bit towards December.
Did you give him any money in February?
In February, no, ma'am.
What about in March?
No.
No February or March. So you lived there, should have paid him for January, February, and March. 3 months times 775 equals 2325,
yes.
And you gave him $1,700 in total?
Yes.
Which means that you owe him $625 for rent. Can't live someplace without paying rent.
We didn't pay the full amount of rent because we felt like we weren't living there.
I don't care what you felt at all. You were there. I just asked you when you moved in, when you moved out. You gave me the dates. I'm taking your dates.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you should have paid in rent. This is what you paid in rent. This is what you owe in rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. See how easy?
Mm-hmm.
I am really bad in math, but I have my living calculator right here. Okay, so on the plaintiff's side, now you have $625 in rent. That's owed to you, Mr. Damari.
Yes.
What else do you think that they owe you for?
Well, they owed me for the eviction costs, which totaled out to $1,760. That's like for the movers I had to hire, the constable I had to hire, and legal fees, and a lock. I had to change the locks, too.
Did you serve them with eviction?
Yes, I did.
Eviction notice?
Yes, I did. 14-day notice to quit.
When did you serve him with that?
The dates on the notice to quit. Oh, dear.
Was that notice to quit for
notice
non-payment
to quit.
Of rent?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, for unpaid rent.
May I say something?
What?
He gave us probably about 5 notices to quit, starting January 9th was the first one. He would put notices in our door on a daily basis, but starting
in
January.
When did he start to put 14-day notices under your door?
He started threatening to throw us out in early January.
Show me where he put a notice to quit in January.
Where is it?
Real estate.
I have the notices to quit if you want those.
I'd like to see them.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, this is not working.
Right here, January 5th.
There you go.
I'd like to see theirs for January 5th, please.
There's one for the 5th and one for the 15th.
Great, thank you. Let me see, take a look at theirs first.
If they moved in, sir, on December 21st and they gave you $1,700, why in January did you start giving them notices to quit for non-payment of rent?
When they moved in, I informed them that they needed to play first, last, and security, three 775s, which came to $2,325. And I only got $1,700 from them.
What are you, nuts?
Why is that? Why is that, sir? I'm sorry. Why?
Well, you accepted the $1,700 the first month that they were there. So even under the best case scenario, they were good for a couple of months.
Absolutely.
So why did you serve them on January 5th, 3 weeks after they gave you $1,700?
Well, they told me they weren't going to pay their rent. Jamie said that he's not going to pay his rent anymore. He decided that we're not going to live here anymore. We don't want to pay your rent. If you don't get away from the door, I'm going to sick these dogs on you. That's what happened.
That's all made up.
All right. I'm not interested in your eviction cost. You're entitled to $625 for rent. What else?
Damages. The apartment was quite a mess. They have all sorts of pictures showing what the apartment looked like when I walked into it.
Well, I want to see what the apartment looked like, sir, when you rented it to them.
Okay, I have those pictures also.
Great. That's why I want to see those first, and I want to see the other one second.
This is the apartment prior to them moving in.
Great. Thank you. Very smart.
And these are from after that.
May I ask a quick question? Are those pictures dated?
I'm going to look at them. No?
No. So could he have possibly taken them after he cleaned the apartment?
Well, he could have taken them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's possible. When were these pictures taken, sir?
They were taken prior to them moving in the apartment.
When?
The
month
date?
And year. Month and year. They
okay,
moved in December,
okay.
2011.
I'm going to say around October of 2011.
Why would you take so many pictures of an apartment before?
That's normally what I do.
Shh. Whose clothes were in the apartment, sir?
The tenants. That's right, tenants was living there.
We didn't leave anything behind, Your Honor.
Not these tenants.
Not you. He's not talking about you. These are the before
different
pictures.
Tenants.
Okay.
Why were you taking pictures with your tenant there?
Well, I had asked
them. They were still living there.
Because he's a creep.
Their toothbrushes are still there. Their towels are still there. Why were you taking pictures in their apartment?
Well, I felt it's necessary for me to have pictures. I do it for every time before.
Well, why were you taking pictures when people were still living
because
there in
I
the apartment?
Because I don't know what other tenants are going to do.
Anything
I've had the house
after
for 15 years. I've had the house for 15 years, Rami.
It's just, listen to me. I think that if you take pictures before you rent an apartment to someone, that's a very smart thing if you're going to ask for damages later. I have never heard of anybody taking pictures of an apartment while there's still another tenant there taking showers and brushing their teeth. You wait until after that tenant leaves, you do a cleanup,
yeah,
and then you take pictures of what the apartment looks like.
I guess that would
if
be
you
better.
Go into somebody's house and take pictures while somebody is there, that's creepy.
Exactly.
We'll get to more of that creepiness, Your Honor.
Oh, listen, I read your answer, sir. He doesn't owe you any money. Bird, would you show this to them?
Your Honor, when I walked into that apartment, I was shocked by the condition of it.
Yeah, it looks messy.
Messy and damaged.
While we were in the process of moving our things, we had one last load left at the apartment. We went to bring our things to our new apartment, came back, the locks were already changed. We weren't able to get our entertainment center out of there, our kitchen table out of there, and our microwave cart.
Of course,
all was still left in the apartment.
And we weren't able to clean up anything, Your Honor, because that was the last thing to be done, is one last trip and to clean up.
Why would you clean up?
Is it the right thing to do?
Why would you clean up if you got evicted? Tell me why you would clean up. You weren't going to get any money back because you'd already lived off all the rent. So what you want me to believe is you were going to go back there just because you're two nice folks and go back there and clean up the stove and the refrigerator and all that stuff that looked as if it hadn't been cleaned in weeks. And you were going to go and do that even though you weren't getting any security deposit back because you had lived off of that in rent.
That was more.
Do you understand my question?
Yes.
Because you said to me, we were going to go back there and clean up. And I want you to explain to me, what would motivate you to do that?
Well, more or less to avoid being sued for him having to clean up. Why would we leave all our things there, like an entertainment center and a table also? We wanted to go back there to get all those things, but we couldn't retrieve those.
So the answer is you were not going back to clean up.
We were going back to clean up and to retrieve the rest of our things.
Yeah, maybe retrieve the rest of your things, but it had nothing to do with cleaning up. You hadn't cleaned that apartment in 3 weeks. You want to take a look at it? You want me to show it to you again? You see it?
The stove.
Mm-hmm. That's not breakfast.
The mirror in the bathroom was another one.
Not neat.
Can I say something, Your Honor? How do you even know that all the mess that's there was left by us? He couldn't have embellished it and made it.
How do I know? Tell me it wasn't. Just a second. Tell me it wasn't. What do you mean, how do I know? You're going to tell me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
We're sleeping. It's 7:30 on a Saturday morning. He says, Amber Jamie, are you home? We didn't answer. I'm coming in. I smell gas.
Your Honor, the guy came into our apartment while we were in bed.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dominic DeMari says former tenants Amber Sklarz and Jamie Goodall owe for rent, eviction fees, and damage to their apartment. The defendants claim Dominic was a shady landlord.
Okay, you said to me we were going to go back there and clean up.
We didn't leave the apartment in that bad of condition.
I just showed you two things. I showed you the bathroom and the kitchen stove.
Right.
Yes.
And is what you're telling me that wasn't from you?
Not all of it, no. What was in the bathroom? I didn't see that picture all the way. If you don't, can I please see it?
Absolutely. Let me show that to her.
That toilet's disgusting.
It sure is.
In the mirror on the ground.
How many pets did you have?
Two.
Did you read this thing where it says pets are not allowed?
Yes. Pets were allowed.
No, not in this.
On that, no. That I never signed that agreement. You'll see that I never signed that
agreement. That's something he just printed up afterward, Your Honor. And no signatures are on it.
Fine. Do you have something with your signature on it?
With my signature on it right here, yes. This is the statement of the present conditions of the apartment.
And then this pet-friendly clause,
Your Honor. And his pet-friendly.
I'd like to see both.
And we have paperwork saying that we also needed to leave a pet deposit.
Yeah, if I may. Yep. I do allow pets.
Okay. What kind of an application were you supposed to fill out?
There was no application that I was supposed to fill out.
It says if you are a pet lover who doesn't mind barking and many other pleasures that come with being a responsible pet owner, fill out the application. Otherwise, this apartment is not for you.
Mm-hmm. If it's part of the paperwork that I filled out when I met with him on December 19th, he should have it. I never got a copy of it.
He never gave us any application.
Rental application I have right here, Your Honor.
Can I see it, please?
Which clearly states about the pets are on there.
Does it have my signature on it?
Okay. Well, she does indicate here that they have two dogs.
That's correct.
Okay. Fill out this application.
Yes, she did.
This is your handwriting, right?
Is it my handwriting? I can't see it. I'm sorry.
You can show this to her, please.
Two mixed breed dogs, they told me.
Fine. Thank you.
Your Honor, they had two pit bulls in there. And I have elderly people in that building, 93-year-old woman.
Listen, they owe you so far $625 for rent. What else? And they left a messy place, which you had to clean up.
Well, the eviction costs, like, I had to hire movers.
Forget eviction costs.
Okay, damage costs, the carpeting, the photos that I took there.
Oh, there's a piece here that says that the prior tenants in that place had cigarette burns all over the carpeting.
Yeah.
Well, the carpeting wasn't actually beautiful,
I know. Keep going.
It was terrible.
Keep going. I saw that there.
Cost
so far,
Home
they
Depot,
owe you $625
the
for
stove.
Rent.
The stove was a mess. I had to have repaired. What else do you want me? I'm sorry, I don't know what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for cleaning costs, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would go to a shelter if I felt threatened.
We can't go to a shelter with our dogs.
That's your problem. That's not his problem. That would be your problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dominic DeMari claims former tenants Amber Sklarz and Jamie Goodall moved out owing for rent, eviction fees, and damage to their apartment.
Okay, what's next?
Haul away the rubbish and haul away the furniture.
How much did you pay to haul away all the rubbish?
$185.
There was no rubbish left behind if he's talking.
What else?
The labor costs and to get the apartment back in shape.
No. What else?
Okay.
That's what you do as a landlord.
Medical costs, medications, and stuff like that.
What else, sir?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're looking
what
for.
What else? I'm not looking for anything else. And if you paid $185 to haul away their stuff, you're entitled to that.
It cost me a lot of money to have them evicted, Your
what?
Honor. It cost me a lot of money to have them
you
evicted.
You started to have them evicted too soon, sir.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you did. If they gave you $1,700, sir, and less than 3 weeks later, you gave them their first notice to quit the apartment.
I asked for first, last, and security.
I don't care what you ask for.
May I interject why I believe we don't owe him that money?
You can tell me 30 seconds.
Okay.
Doing terrible.
When we moved in, we started noticing weird things happening. Medications going missing, drawers being left open. There was a couple occasions where he knocked on our door in the morning. One instance, it was January 21st, 7:30 on a Saturday morning. Knocked on our door. We didn't answer. We're sleeping. It's 7:30 on a Saturday morning. Yeah. He says, Amber Jamie, are you home? We didn't answer. I'm coming in. I smell gas. While we're home, don't you think we would smell the gas ourselves if we were home?
I had to get up out of bed in my underwear, Your Honor, and physically close the door in order to keep him from coming in.
This is all lies.
And at this moment, all of a sudden, the concern for gas was gone, and he said, when are you going to pay me more money?
Concern for gas is baloney.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
And then,
all of a sudden, the concern for gas was gone, and he asked me about more rent. He said, you just got paid. Where's more rent money? But we had already, this was in the middle of January. We didn't owe him any more rent, and then he left.
Well, that's not actually true, sir, because if what you were supposed to give him was first, last, and security, then you hadn't given him that.
I have something here saying that. Can you please give this, sir? The highlighted spot says, I will need $150 payment toward the security deposit each month in addition to your rent payment. So we didn't owe him any more money until the first time we needed to pay him rent, which would have been the 1st of February.
Did you pay him rent the 1st of February?
No, because we told him we planned on getting out before that because he had started coming.
But you didn't get out.
No, it's very hard to find a place that will rent you.
That's not his problem.
No, it is not.
That's not his problem.
We paid first and last.
You owe him rent. If you live there.
We didn't really live there, though. With the things that were going on with him entering, I woke up one morning and from hearing a door open and close.
You woke up one morning where?
In my bed.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
You lived there.
Yes.
Your Honor, the guy came into our apartment while we were in bed.
That's a lie.
I woke up and found him standing in our kitchen.
If you felt threatened, sir.
We did.
Quiet. If I felt threatened, I wouldn't have stayed there for another minute. Are you an orphan?
No.
Are you an orphan?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's what I would have done. I would have said, I feel threatened by this creepy landlord. I'm getting out of here. Take him to small claims court and sue him for a return of your rent. You can't live there and not pay rent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen to me. You don't live someplace and not pay rent. I wouldn't live in a place where the landlord walked into my house because he said, I smell gas, and he smells gas 3-4 times a week.
That wouldn't happen. I assure you, we got out as soon as possible.
No. You didn't get out as soon as possible.
As soon as we found another apartment.
Not as soon as I found. I would go to a shelter if I felt threatened.
We can't go to a shelter with our dogs.
That's your problem. That's not his problem. That would be your problem. Board your dogs.
If we stayed there.
Put them in a kennel. Give them away. I wouldn't live in a place where I felt threatened. But if I'm living there, you have to pay rent. That's what grown-ups do. They pay rent. You owe him $810. It's $185 to haul away your rubbish and $625 in rent. The other stuff, sir, is nonsense. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was trying to push his way into my house. He also punched me in the face and said he was going to murder my whole family.
You don't take your idiot friend with a gun to get your property back.
Judge Judy.
I feel that we don't owe him any money considering the living conditions that we had there.
These folks have lied to me from the beginning when they moved into the apartment. All I got was lying from them constantly.
We felt threatened all the time.
I think that's absolutely nonsense.
We believe that he would say he smelled gas just so we could enter our apartment and snoop around.
It's not as though I went into their apartment ever when they were in there. I always went by the law what I had to do.
The guy's a creep. He used to come into our apartment randomly.
That did not happen.
We found evidence of him coming in the back door. We would leave a shoe or something like that near the door, and it would randomly be out where the door opened all the way to.
They were lying, like I said.
Things missing. My girlfriend's pair of underwear was gone out of her top drawer at one point.
What do I have use for any of that stuff for?
We would be in bed trying to be intimate at one point, and we heard him outside of our apartment door.
All they do is lie.
Every time we had some kind of conversation, you could hear the boards creaking above us. He would come out and open up his door and listen to our, you know, someone's just peeping in and listening to you at most intimate of times. It's creepy.
Nonsense. Total nonsense.
I asked the police what I should do. They said I need some more evidence.
We called, and they said there's nothing we can do. Install security cameras.
Live and learn.